gather round, it's time for the big ten. Hold down, kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big ten, hold down, gotta have a collar you can trust.
Well, when you hear that sound, that can mean one thing and one thing only. And that is that it is time for another episode of The Pig Pen.
Sponsors?
Nope.
What happened? We lost them?
That was for a couple days ago.
Well, yeah.
It's probably day specific.
I ran Fan off time. Our pig pen sponsors.
Or maybe this is just a little too over the top for them.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so every day when you guys are in studio, we meet in our little pre-production, pre-show meeting room around 2 o'clock. And we are in there for about a half an hour, and we break about 2:30. And 9 times out of 10, I would say Corby and I go scramble to grab something to eat, because I don't eat breakfast. I don't know about you, Corby, but that's about that time is when I'm starving and need to
get
something.
I have yogurt.
You do?
I have yogurt in the morning at like probably 7:30, and that's it.
I do the coffee thing, and I don't eat until, you know, we get to work. And you and I will break and go to lunch, and our places are pretty limited around here as far as something that's convenient that you can get in and out of quick and get back to why today doesn't suck. So we would always ride the elevator down, and they would be like, hey, man, where are you going to go? And you're like, oh, I'm going to run to Potbelly. And then we started making jokes trying to think of the most insane, confusing, or inconvenient places to go to grab a quick lunch.
Because that's the goal here, is it's got to be quick.
Yeah.
And so it's got to be something very close to the radio station, you know, within 3/4 of a mile max. And so that always boils down to the same 4 or 5 places, and it's Chipotle, it's Potbelly, it's Jimmy John's, it is Payway.
That's about it, man.
There's 4 or 5 quick options around where we can eat quickly and get back to the radio station.
If you're La Ventana's, I've added that to my list, because depending if you drive by and there's not a line, you can get in and out of there pretty quickly. But seriously, it's as limited to the point where you can maybe eat at a different place every day, but then you just got to turn around and recycle it the next week.
Yeah.
So we started coming up with jokes about where would be the most confusing, inconvenient places to go grab lunch. And I've compiled my personal top 10 list, if you work downtown, the most confusing, inconvenient places to go grab lunch. So, Corby, you would say...
A quick lunch. Let's go. Let's shove it down our face and leave.
Yeah. Now, some of these are just confusing.
Yeah.
They're all inconvenient. Actually, one of them is very convenient. So you might say to me, I'd say, hey, Corby, where are you going to go grab lunch today? And you'd say what?
I would say Potbelly.
Well, Corby, guess where I'm going to go today?
Where?
It's sugar. Now, you have to explain to everybody what this is.
It's sugar.
It's convenient.
It's convenient, and it's the place that's right next to us.
Yeah, you can walk there.
The
yep.
only thing that It Sugar has is candy, and that's it.
In giant,
it's a candy store.
In giant boxes. So, hey, if you want to go dine for lunch and have a nice bowl of Mike and Ike's,
yes,
you can
that's
take
your place.
Care of that at It Sugar.
They'll sell nerds like you would see in those big, giant goldfish boxes. Like, just huge amounts.
They sell nerds by the ton.
Yes. Yeah. All right, number 9 on the most confusing, inconvenient places to grab lunch. The State Fair of Texas.
Don't tell Donovan that. I swear to God, he goes to the State Fair for lunch and, like, doesn't even think twice about it.
Wait a second.
For me,
so you have to pay to. You got to drive to the State Fair. You have to pay to park. You got to pay admission to get in. You got to buy tickets, and then you're just going to eat fried crap.
Yeah.
So you're going to be out about $100 for a couple of corn dogs, and you're going to have to.
He does it.
And you're going to have a stomach ache.
Then
you
got
to go back.
That.
Then you got to go back to work.
I'm telling you, we'll see him tonight. I guarantee you, he has stopped off at the State Fair for lunch.
Find out.
I find that hard to believe.
Okay.
Now, all I know right. he does love the fare, though.
I know he does, too, but to grab a quick bite?
You're not going to
the
quick.
State Fair.
I don't think it's quick. And you're right. It's going to cost you like $180.
So stupid. All right. Number 8 on the most confusing, inconvenient places to grab a quick lunch. Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Think of what a pain.
Yeah, and it just doesn't look very good either.
No.
It's like Mike going to see Frozen by himself in a trench coat. You don't want to walk into Chuck E. Cheese if you're not armed with a kid.
Right.
Plus, because you're immediately tagged and you are being watched.
And think about this. For a quick lunch, you've got to go in there. You've got to fight through an army of children that all smell like wet feet. You've
yep.
got that stupid band playing. And you have to order a pizza.
Yeah, you do. And you have to deal with the mouse who's walking around. And you do, like Mike high-fives Rowdy, you have to high-five the mouse.
Exactly. All right.
And I do high-five Rowdy.
I know.
So coming up on number 7, this could fall under a number of different places that are conveniently close by, but incredibly inconvenient as far as distance, but not convenient to stay. So at number 7... let's grab a quick bite at the old Warsaw.
Yeah.
We always joke about, like, Albernaise or, yeah, I'm going to go grab a quick bite at Albernaise. But the old Warsaw, that just sounds like a place that would take, like, 4 hours to eat.
Yeah, I think that's what they have in mind when you go there, no matter what time of day it is. They want to keep you there for ports and brandies mm-hmm. and more steak.
I've been there once.
And?
That's about the size. Of
right.
It.
I imagine it's really dark
it's,
in there.
It is. It's a little bit more almost formal dining.
Yeah. And is it an older crowd that's there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
so you're
like
not
going to
roll in there for lunch in Corby's Birkenstocks and get a quick
no.
bite to go.
No, you're not.
All
with
right.
A big head Todd T-shirt on.
Right. All right. At number 6. Target.
Target.
Yeah, they have that little cafeteria. You know that little food
yeah.
food place when you walk in.
Yeah, but then you got to park.
Okay, think about it. It's fine if you're there with your kid and your kid maybe wants some fries or an icy. That's fine. But who would drive to Target to go walk in there and sit down and order lunch?
Nobody.
And not shop.
I can't imagine eating at Target under any circumstances.
Target.
I mean, with all due respect to Target, I patronize it as much as the next guy.
Sure.
But for food units.
Like, do they still serve, like, big ices in
yes,
there?
Yes, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, you see people walking around Target with big ices.
Yeah, okay, well, that's not so bad.
Yeah, you like that.
All right, so we're about to crack into the top 5. The number 5 most confusing and convenient place to grab lunch. Simply Fondue.
Oh, God. How is that place even still open?
I don't know, but it is. Even worse
fondue,
if you... Go ahead.
That's one of those things that, I mean, even as a kid when my mom used to make it when it was chic in the 70s and early 80s to eat fondue, it took forever.
Yeah.
The process was ridiculous.
I was thinking more in terms that if you got it to go...
Yeah,
you're like
you
driving back to work, cooking your food between your lap and a boiling thing of oil.
Right.
I got drugged to that place once.
Yeah?
In the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrible. That is the worst stuff ever.
Your mom never made that or anything?
No.
I don't think it was a thing in the 60s. It was a thing in the 70s.
It was a 70s thing, yeah,
well,
for sure.
Yeah, my mom was a woman of the country, so no.
So was mine.
She was not
my mom was trying to be all hip and trying to follow the crowd with
fondue.
My mom
stayed true to it, and she never got into fondue. And I love her for that. Go ahead.
All right, so consider this. This event happened once, but consider everything that surrounded it. This could be number 1 as the most inconvenient, confusing place to grab lunch. The Super Bowl.
What?
We've only had one of them, but can you imagine driving to the Super Bowl in that ice?
The Super Bowl? What?
You can't watch the game. You're just going to eat lunch.
Yeah, you're having. You got to get a ticket. You've got to clear security and park. And all of this is going to cost hundreds of dollars. And you're driving in that terrible Super Bowl Dallas ice weather we had just to go in and grab some nachos for lunch.
That's the worst idea ever.
I know.
It would cost you at least $1,800.
And if you wanted to do it now, you'd have to build a time machine.
Well, that's true.
That is expensive and inconvenient.
Yes. All right, number three, most confusing, inconvenient place to grab lunch. DFW Airport. Do you think Bob and Dan would ever send an intern to Terminal D?
That would be a funny bit.
That would be a great bit.
So therefore, you got to park, you got to clear security, TSA, mind you, and get into a terminal. And they won't let you in without a ticket.
Now, I'll give it to Love Field. And may DFW's change a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Love Field has a ton of good options. A ton. But yeah, you got to go to the airport?
For lunch.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
All right, we're down to the top two. Number two. Medieval times.
Yes. That's what started this whole thing. Because
it was.
One time, Danny, I was like, he's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to Chipotle. All right, I'm going to medieval times. So you have to go.
Yeah.
You have to watch a whole jousting show.
Right.
You have to put up with the people that are acting and delivering your meat and all that. And I was kind, sir, what would you like to eat?
Look, man, I just wanted to grab a quick bite. Just some lunch.
Right.
And you're taking your leftover turkey leg home because you couldn't finish it?
Yeah, and then you got to eat the giant turkey legs.
Yeah, that's all you have.
Medieval times. That kind of goes in the same vein as... what's that thing that they have up, like, down in Ennis, the fair?
Scarborough Fair.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one, too. All right, you ready for your number one most confusing, inconvenient place to grab lunch?
Yes.
Six Flags Over Texas.
Yeah. I love Six Flags, but they... I think ever since, like, 1980, they haven't really improved their food selection. Then you got to go ride a ride. You got to watch Mike get sick on the Superman thing and turn green. And then you got to wait for him to get better so he can eat. You probably didn't eat for 2 days after that ride, did you?
No, I didn't. That was a tough one.
Yeah, it's all hot. It's like 100
degrees.
Oh,
that's the thing. First of all, you've got to go in there. You've got to drive to Arlington for lunch.
Yeah.
You have to park. You've got to walk all the way. You know how far the parking is from the entrance?
Yeah.
And then you got to buy a ticket, get inside, and then work your way on that hot-ass black asphalt to whatever the flavors of Mexico or the flavors of Spain and fight through whatever nonsense is there, and it's going to be really expensive.
With kids.
With kids.
Yeah.
And it's
my
hot.
God, with kids.
And you got to eat outside.
Oh,
so you can't even go inside.
Sticky.
It's so hot. Yeah, everything's so germy.
That's why
This all sounds just dreadful.
Yeah, that's why Six Flags was my number one. But I think the most difficult, confusing would be the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's going to take some doing.
Yes. And then now the next goal is to get Bob and Dan's interns to go to every single one of these spots and bring them back lunch.
Yeah, especially like when the state fair rolls around.
Oh, my God.
Just to see how that works out. All right. Good stuff,
Pigpen. That's the Pigpen. Oink.
All right, let's see practice is going on, and let's see what we can do out there on the football field with a little microphone.